This is Monk Ellen speaking from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. We're speaking about helping others. Helping others. Well, we here at the University of Healing, we have a blessing book. Every day, every one of us, every monk, even the monks at large, have a blessing book. And whoever has none should just come to me and I will be happy to give him one. But this blessing book is a real blessing. Because what we do, we write our blessings, our miracle, our daily miracles in this blessing book. Well, when I was a child, I was trained to have a blessing book. Yes, you wouldn't believe it. I was trained to have a blessing book. I had a teacher in the elementary school. She was training us in all kinds of things. And while I was thinking about it, what kind of blessing books it was, I came out that it was a little bit different than we use it here at the University of Healing. It was based on helping others. We were supposed, and this was specially, we were prepared before the first communion to do that, helping people. When we saw somebody, an older person, on the street to go and give their hand and arm or to help them to cross the street and do all kinds of such things. And that all went in our blessing book. Well, totally trained of being an altruist. That was number one, being an altruist. Well, we are teaching here at the University of Healing to be an egotist. Well, this sounds very egotistical, and saying, well, you just teach you as number one. That's right. We're teaching that I am number one. And when I am number one, naturally I see everyone else as number one. Now, we have a lot of people who sign up or who come to the University of Healing who are interested in our philosophy and in our courses. And many who sign up, they say, I want to take the course because I want to change the world. I want to help the world. Well, we don't say anything because at least they have a motivation. And the motivation later on and very soon changes. Because they realize soon when they read their lessons 3 times a day in the Art and Science of Wholeness that they are God. That they are God. Not only number one, but that they are God and that everyone else is God. And as I believe that I am God, my goodness sake, do I go and help another God? Everyone is God, and I see in everyone God. I see in everyone the divine. Well, the other day I had a lady calling in the middle of the night, and she said, I need help. And we prayed together. We just became peaceful and closed our eyes and said, I'm peace. And I'm divine, and I'm God, and I'm whole and perfect. And he said all these wonderful affirmations which we practice here at the University of Healing and at the Absolute Monastery. And she hung up and said, thank you so much. But she doesn't know what a blessing she was for me, because when I prayed with her, I didn't help her. I didn't help myself. I spoke for myself, and the other person on the line was just a motivation to get up and speak a prayer for myself. Isn't that wonderful that we have the opportunity here at the University of Healing to share this beautiful, powerful philosophy that helping others is not the way to go, but always to help first myself. And when I'm helping myself, the whole world is beautiful. There was a young man who sent an email yesterday and said, I need prayer, I'm depressed, I'm sick, I'm all these things. And he wrote his telephone number there on the email. So I called him and I said, well, I got your email. How are you doing? Well, his voice was dynamic and powerful. And I thought, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with this guy. And I said, well, you are whole and perfect. He said, yes. He said, yes. Well, it's always, every time I'm speaking to a, as a practitioner, it's always really just a confirmation to myself. Ha! We have a young lady here at the monastery since a week. She is 25, but she is really 86, but she is acting like 25. Well, you know what? She came to us, she fell down, she got up, she was told she's whole and perfect. She gets every morning in the swimming pool, and just royally she climbs in that swimmax, and she swims. And this morning we have put her a life jacket, kind of life belt around. Well, there is not one thing we suggest to her. She always says, yes, of course. So she put that life, that belt around her back, and she was beautifully swimming on her back, just resting and having a good time. We don't help her. We see her whole and perfect, young, dynamic, and vital. We see her like this, and this is the greatest help. This is the greatest help. If we would all the time hold her hand and said, oh, Dodie, just wait, don't do that, it's too much for her. That wouldn't make anything to her. That would bring her nothing. But we say, hey, Dodie, you are great. And she is great. She is great. You should all see her. You should come to the monastery and see here this young chicken, how she is acting. She's getting up in the morning at 4 o'clock. Yes. And she comes up to the breakfast table with us, and she has her breakfast. She comes down again. And she has her swim. She sits on the floor with us. She is doing great. Well, that is helping herself. We don't give a fish. We teach the people fishing. And that is what all the teaching of the University of Healing is about. To just help yourself. To be a practitioner and know, I am God, God I am. I'm divine. I'm fantastic. And more I speak it, more I live it. So you all have a wonderful day by knowing that you are God, that you are whole and perfect, that you only can help yourself, being yourself and having fun. I love you.